Lovely. Okay, so the things that we talked about in the email conversation before you signed up were along the lines of talking through what your kind of unique thing is, so we can kind of talk that up a bit more in the right place. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about where to focus that for us, as opposed to just thinking about Instagram. Looking at your ideal customer, which you might have already done some work on because you had your website done, and sometimes that comes as part of that. It might not have, so that's fine if it didn't. Your website in general, because I know you said it didn't feel like you, and I kind of wanted to get to the bottom of that and see if we can make it feel like you. Even if it's just a few tweaks, you might find that that will feel a bit better. Have a look at the content you already had. You've got your blog, which I found, and I've had a look at your website, which I actually quite like, but that's my opinion, not yours. And think about how we can do some very quick SEO wins. So what I was thinking about for today's session is we talk through lots of different stuff, and then we maybe set a couple of actions, nothing too big,
right,
and go away, come back and do some proper SEO stuff next time, proper Pinterest stuff next time, because I know that obviously it's still school holidays, it'd be nice to kind of go through some stuff, get some things ticking over. It might be that you go away wanting to have, I've got like a brand pack you can work through if you've not done that before, so right, it might be you go away and do something like that, and then we come back together and we go through some more detailed stuff. It might be that actually we get through a lot of the stuff and we go, okay, let's chat a bit more about SEO in this call, and all those kind of things. So I thought we'd start off, go quite fluid through it, see what happens, and then
Okay, fantastic. Yes, very good.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go right in there and say, what do you think your unique thing is for your business?
I think what gives me my, is my acting background, is my background in theatre and TV and all the sort of juicy stuff that comes from that. And also my experience with postnatal bipolar disorder and coaching, and how I had so much medical treatment and nothing worked. And it wasn't until I saw a coach, just completely by chance, that it all started to shift and turn around. So I've got kind of the two angles that I think do make me kind of stand out a bit more, is I have all that, well, since childhood really, working in high pressure environments and lots of rejection, lots of things that you have to be resilient, building resilience and all that kind of thing, and that and the mental health aspect as well. So yeah.
Brilliant. So in terms of your business then, you obviously offer coaching, and you do that with people who are looking to transform or build courage or build confidence in going for auditions and getting into acting. Do you also offer coaching to people struggling with that kind of postnatal issue, or is that not something?
Well, this had been the question. This had, because up until the pandemic, that it was just performers I had worked with, or people, I mean, I say performers, I mean, I've, anybody with a confidence issue relating to performing, so people giving speeches, people having to public speak, all that kind of thing, that was it. But then that completely dried up. So that was the point of kind of, oh, where do I pivot to, what do I do? So yes, in theory I'd like to.
I like it. I think because you mentioned it, and you haven't heard you speak about it before, but I think that's a really powerful area, and there can be so much, like you had that experience, but there can be so much that can help in that area when people are struggling, to have that kind of service and to have that, you know, space to talk about things can be really transformative, can't it? So
yeah,
that could be something that we could talk about going forward. It might be that we develop the business that you've got some kind of clients in already, but we also sort of think about how you might be able to, you know, it could be you've got this website that you feel isn't you. This is just coming straight into my head, and that could work with the kind of the postnatal side of things. And then you could, I don't know, just a thought. So
well, the thing is, I'm going to ask, which website did you find?
The one that's got the purple heading.
So the Kat Evans coaching one.
Yes, which is right. The best website, isn't it?
Yes, that's the website that I'd put up, and I love it, but on the other hand, it doesn't work with the performers. So that the blog is on Nothing Is Lost.
I found that one as well.
So yeah, and this is my problem. It's almost like there's two aspects to the coaching, and it's that's a big thing that I've been trying to resolve for blooming ages.
I think think that's okay. I mean, if you can make your, if you can make it work with your workload, I think it's fine to have two. I worked with someone quite recently and she has two very different strands. So she does self-belief coaching, but she also does ADHD and kind of functional coaching for people who are struggling with new diagnosis. So they're really different in some ways. I mean, they connect, but they're very different, very different client, very different. And she works with kind of teenagers in this space as well and parents, whereas in this space, it's about women in business who are struggling to put themselves out there. So they're very different, but they work because there's that center link of I'm coaching and I'm helping people. Mm. So it's very possible to run those two things. It's just how you structure the time and how.
Yeah.
And if you've already got those kind of two offers in the website side of things, then that might actually be a very simple way for you to kind of move it forward. So that could be something we talk about. If you want to do that, of course, you know, you have to want to.
I don't feel that they fit together very well. And when I go on to Instagram, and I've chopped and changed my Instagram a bit, and when I start talking about acting, it brings in, it doesn't bring in the people I thought it would, but when I talk about postnatal stuff and when I talk about, it definitely brings in the kind of client that I'd want to coach. So they don't fit. They just don't fit.
So maybe Instagram isn't the place for the acting side of things. So we talked about that before, didn't
yes,
we?
Yeah.
But actually, it doesn't always have to be just Instagram. Maybe there are different avenues we can think about for the acting side of things, because you're obviously going to have contacts, and because you've got that kind of background, like heavy background in that mm-hmm. profession, there'll be contacts and there might be other ways that we can tap into marketing. Whereas maybe Instagram and the account that you've got there might be just about the kind of postnatal side of things. And that's what, if you are actually getting people coming there, then that might be a way to kind of split it and just be like, well, this is what we're going to concentrate here on, and this is what we're going to concentrate here on. Yeah. And it might just make the focus a bit more clear so that you don't feel like, I mean, the overwhelm when you're trying to run two different things in the same space.
This is it. And I keep going, right, what it's today. And then I don't post anything because I go, I don't know who to speak to.
I know. I've been there. I've so been there.
Because I also think that if you take two women and two ideal clients and one who comes from a performing background, they're a very different animal to somebody that's not from that background. So I can say certain things to one that I can't say to the other, and I've worked that out already. You know, and certain things and certain references one will get and certain references the others won't. So that I think maybe is potentially the way to go.
Good idea. And I'm not necessarily suggesting you need two separate Instagram accounts, because actually if you feel like the acting side of things doesn't work there, then there's no point putting any effort into it there, because it's just not worth the effort.
So. No, and a lot of the acting coaches on there are, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody, it is very much about getting them to that Hollywood role, that goal. And that's not what everybody, especially in this country, it's not what people do on a day-to-day basis. You know, it's totally different systems.
Yeah.
Well, not to say that I wouldn't get international clients, but it's my work's a bit more different to what they're talking about. So
and there are definitely ways you can do that. So that's very interesting. That's something to kind of keep thinking about, I think, as we go through the conversations about growing your business, those two aspects. And I do think that it's very possible to have both, but it's just about how you split them in terms
Like your idea of marketing it in different places, though. That might be something to think about.
And it might make it a bit more compartmentalised, which I think is what our brains struggle with. If it's very open and vague, we struggle and we don't do anything. I'm the same. So if it's vague, I'm a bit like, oh, that's too much. So I think that actually, if we can set up a structure that works for each strand, then you could very successfully market both. And it could be that people don't even know you do both, you know, that has happened. So, So I suppose the ideal customer question is probably two very different ideal customers. I worked with recently, she also had two very different ideal customers. So have you done any kind of ideal customer work before? Is this new?
I have. The thing with the acting is because I've worked with both men and women, and I've worked with all age groups, because the problem of losing your confidence can happen really quickly after you come out of drama school, or it can happen later, or after you've had a break. So I tend to think of them as somebody who just thinks that their career is over and is on the verge of giving up. Mm-hmm. That's how I tend to think of them. But the ideal customer for the sort of more postnatal sort of anxiety stuff is more, obviously, I would say women who are, I used to say over 35, but then I don't know if that's actually maybe limiting it a bit too much, because I was in my 20s when this happened, you know, to me. I mean, so she doesn't come from necessarily a creative background, although she might feel that, and she might only have one child. It doesn't have to be, you know, and it can be relatively soon after she's gone through that process, or it can be, as I was speaking to people, even years after, it can still trip people up and still niggle away at them. And potentially it's somebody that's maybe been in mental health services and it hasn't worked.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially it's somebody that is having therapy and maybe wants to try something else alongside it. Mm-hmm. I think it's, or maybe it's somebody that's getting nowhere with services at all, because that's another huge problem. They're all overloaded. You're on a year's waiting list, and maybe you just want some support along the way. So that's my thinking around that.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great. And I agree that the kind of the acting side of things is very hard to put a gender or anything. So you kind of look more at the psychographics. So what do they do? Where do they like to spend their time? What kind of hobbies might they have? How can you connect with them in a way? So what are they feeling and thinking? So you're probably looking at that more, the psychographics, as opposed to the male 25 kind of thing.
Yeah.
With the other side of things, it probably is more specific around ages and gender and kind of what they're, maybe even as people who want to access coaching, it's not a hugely accessible space, is it really? I mean, you can do group programs, you can do group at small cost monthly memberships, and that makes it accessible. So you're probably also thinking about somebody who's certainly on a good maternity contract, or is probably working, or in that kind of space where they can afford to access it.
Yes, I mean, that would be in that space, that in that side of things, it would be my aim, because it's a real thing for me that coaching is top down rather than bottom up, and I would really like to do some kind of low income when I'm more established. I would very much like to do something on for either pay as you go or low income services, because I just think that it yes, I have to obviously earn money and I've got to make money, but it really, I'd like to help more people. So that is something that I'm interested in later down the line, is to do something, even if it's local in my own local community or something like that. Yeah.
And maybe it's something we talk about in that kind of final call together. We can talk about going forward, and you could think about a monthly program, because it could be a really nice way to connect people in that space, that they have some kind of way to, you know, access a monthly call, and it's lower cost and that kind of stuff. So we can talk about that at the end, maybe. So.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Okay, so I'll just put low cost. Call three. Wonderful. Okay, so would something like a brand pack help you to work through and kind of formalize? And I haven't got a copy of it on my wall, but I can show you a quick copy of it.
Yeah.
Have a little look. One second, let me. In Canva, so it's just a Canva one that you can fill in yourself.
Right.
So sometimes what I find helps people is that you can print it out and pop it on your wall, which I know might sound silly, but if you can see it every day.
Oh, absolutely.
It absolutely helps you to focus back in. So if I'm ever struggling with my brand message, then what I tend to do is just revisit this pack and go, okay, so this is where I'm at. And does that still apply? You know, mm-hmm. I don't still feel that. And do I need to make any changes kind of thing? And that really can help me to, here we go, I found it. That can really help me to focus in on my, I'll just share it as a presentation. Share my screen. Can you see that?
Oh, yes I can. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Lovely. Okay. Yeah. So, obviously, you can change your own colours and, you know, look at the design and thing. But it's basically a way to help you to kind of aim into what you do. So, the why. So, you just said over the, I don't know if you've ever seen the Simon Sinek video.
Yes. Oh, I do like Simon.
Great. So, kind of like talking about the why. So, how that, and that can kind of help. So he's got the three circles of why, the why, the how, and the what, I think it is. And then looking at the values, so kind of coming up with your values as a business, putting together a mission statement, looking at your story, I find it really helpful for me to write a story because I've kind of always struggling to explain what I'd done and what, where I'd come from and what I was. So having a little few paragraphs that I could like tap back into if I ever needed to be helpful. And then there's just a one page summary and that's what's printed out on my wall. So you just pop that onto. And then I looked at some kind of my keywords. So these are my kind of value words. Mm-hmm. And then some phrases and then work for your ideal customer. So it's kind of like know, feel what they, you know, where they're at, their description, why they would want to work with me, and that kind of thing. So I can send you over a blank copy and a and have a go at that and see how it works for you. You might find that you might change it. That's completely cool. And what the person I did that I worked with recently, she had two different sheets. So she had a kind of values for one side and values for the other side of her business. Mm-hmm. And that kind of helped her to split it and helped with the message that she was putting out there. So you can have a go at that.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, lovely. I'll send that over. Okay, so website.
Ah, yes.
Just talk to me generally about your website. Just going to have a drink.
Right. I actually started with a website which doesn't exist anymore. And it was a WordPress website. And I paid a lot of money for it. And we went through some of what you were talking about. I went through with this designer. Mm-hmm. And I think it was running for about 10 days and something went really wrong with it. Mm-hmm. And I went back and I said, this has happened. And because I hadn't taken the monthly maintenance package, she wouldn't fix it.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Which is, yeah.
And I'm like, but I don't know how to fix it. And it was like, oh well, you can sign up now, but the introductory discount offer is finished. And I think she wanted like £90 a month to maintain my website. And I was like, I can't do it. So that went in the bin. And I started again with Squarespace, with Kat Evans Coaching. And the idea had been, This was my problem. The idea had been that because of the pandemic, I was going to kind of shelve the actors and just put it to one side. You're the first person that's actually said, just do the two separately. Everybody else was like, oh God, no, the workload will be awful. You need to focus on one. So I did. And that's where Kat Evans Coaching was born. And I plugged away at it and I tried and nothing seemed to be landing. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, then actually actors started to come back for sessions and I thought, right, well, I asked a few people and they were like, it's not really you, it doesn't give you that energy. It just, you know, when you're working with us, we get that energy. And I'm thinking, right. So that's when I thought, I know I can do the blog and I've got the recording equipment and I quite fancied having a go at doing the reading, you know, just recording the blogs. Yeah. So I bought and paid for Nothing Is Lost and started that one, which was a lot brighter, a lot sort of, yeah, just a different feel. But I felt guilty about the Kat Evans Coaching one, because the branding is lovely and it's very soothing and very soft. And I felt that I didn't want to obviously get rid of it, but I took the blog off it, and swapped it onto the Nothing Is Lost one. And I've, this is the other thing, because I've been dithering and swithering, I've not put the focus onto one or the other. I know that having sort of attached them both to Google, the Nothing Is Lost one has done a million times better. The bounce rates on the first one were horrific. I think people were taking one look at it and going, oh God, no, and off. I don't know if that's how it works, but the Nothing Is Lost, people do seem to maybe read a couple of blogs and then leave or go or have a look at things and then go, which they hang around a little bit more on that one than they did on the other one. Yeah. Or that's what the numbers seem to be telling me. I don't know if that's how it works. But I've ended up with two. Yeah.
That's fine. I think you're probably finding that there's a bounce rate on the Catman's Coaching because there's not very many places to go, which is fine. So people are like, oh yeah, I've got everything on the first page, I'm gonna go. I don't think it's necessarily the website. I think it's a good website. I think it's really nice to look at. It's very soothing. When I found it, I was like, this is a lovely website. I don't understand, but now I understand. It was a completely different website.
Yeah.
So I do really like it. I think it suits that if you do the two strands, I think it's absolutely perfect for what you're talking about doing. I think now I understand that definitely is a perfect website for that kind of postnatal space, because it's lovely. It's really nice. The photos on it are really nice. I really like it. It's very easy to read. It's very easy to see what you do. It's very easy to know if you're qualified. It's very easy to, it's got everything that it needs.
Everything
on it.
That's great.
So it is actually a great website in that terms. I think that if you want to improve the bounce rate, then a bit more time in kind of maybe writing a couple of blog posts around that stream that you're working on. So really do diversify them. So do keep the All Is Lost as what it's doing and keep it with that purpose, and maybe even get more specific around acting and confidence and those things, and then keep this one. And I'm not by any means saying do loads of blog posts. You know, if you were doing two on here, do one every other month here and keep doing two here. Like, let's not give you lots of extra work to do. I'm really not about that. So I think definitely it would be nice to start some kind of blog feature on the Kat Evans coaching one, because I think people will go there and they might then find sort of, the first one could be just a bit about you, a bit more about your background, your experience, so people can see that you've been through it. Because I do actually think that really helps people to connect and, you know, share as much as you feel comfortable with, obviously. But kind of if you can share something fairly personal, but not obviously the zone, because that's not, you know, nobody wants to do that. then it helps people to connect and see that you have that, you know, experience as well as you know you're qualified to help. So. Yeah, I think that might be the way to go with it. But I do really like it. I think it's lovely. So,
I really wasn't sure. And you're making so much sense. Thank you. Thank you. It does. Because this is what I've had in the back of my mind, but it's so nice to hear somebody say it, you know.
It's absolutely fine to do two things. And you're using the same skill. You're just using it for two different people. And it's like two different clients. It doesn't have to be. So if you were a general coach, somebody would come to you with a problem of confidence for maybe a business thing. And somebody would come to you because they've had a traumatic experience and they wanted to talk through those things. It's that, but it's just that you're actually targeting two separate clients instead of going, I'm just a coach and I can help you. You're actually saying, well, I'm a coach and I can help you with confidence acting, and I'm a coach and I can help you with what you've been going through. So it's not like you're really doing two different things. I know you are, but it's not, because it's the same skill that you're using, different questions, different techniques, obviously. But so if anyone asks, it's like, well, I'm a coach, just say I'm a coach and I help you.
Keep it simple.
Exactly. So yeah, I think that would really work. And I can see how the two websites would work for the two different customers, and the branding for All Is, Nothing Is Lost is, that's the wrong message, isn't it? All Is Lost. No. All Is Lost. The branding for Nothing Is Lost works as well. It's calming and it's kind of, like you said, it's got that kind of, and the message is right as well. So yeah, I think it's about developing those two things as almost two separate entities, but you know, at a gradual pace. And I think that will, without adding massively to the workload, will help your business to kind of move slowly forward without with direction, I think.
Yes, sounds good. Yes, I like it.
Good, amazing. Okay, so we've done Why Does It Feel Like You. What does she feel like? So if you had to change three things, I will start with Kat Evans coaching. So if you had to change three things about the website to make it feel more towards the thing we've just talked about, the vision, the forward, what would you change? Pie in the sky, you can change anything. It doesn't have to be within your ability to do so. I don't know how technically that sounds.
It seems really bare. It feels really bare. It feels like I'm playing at it. It needs more guts. It needs more depth. And it needs... It needs more me in it as well, I think. It's a bit shallow at the moment, and I want it to have more depth, I think. I would like the copy to be better. This feels like it was my first attempt at writing anything. It was my first kind of toe in the water. And I sweated over it all. I feel like it's not disconnected, but it could be said in a different way. I think that's it. And I think I think it has to have some kind of element of something that I don't know if I'm good at. So like either something audio or video or something, so that people maybe see me or hear me, because that's part of what I've done all my life, and I just feel that I'm better at expressing myself. Although I like writing blogs, I'm better at expressing myself, either on camera or recording, definitely.
Nice idea, yeah, that's a really nice idea. And really unique as well. You don't find that people have that, so that's a kind of unique thing for people to see. In terms of the copy, I actually thought, because I thought it was a professionally done website, I had assumed it had been written by a copywriter, so I wouldn't
really work. Oh god,
it didn't occur to me that it hadn't been, so
maybe I'm just being hardened myself then.
I mean I didn't thoroughly go through it with a fine-tooth comb, but as I read through it, I was just like, yeah, this is really good. It didn't occur to me that it hadn't been done by somebody.
All right, well, maybe again, maybe I'll just...
Yeah, but you could tweak it. There's nothing to say you can't tweak it, but I thought it was good. And it might be that you want to add some more personal stuff, but you could do that on a blog.
Yeah.
Page. So there could be ways around adding those extra things that don't mean you're having to do a complete rewrite. And then maybe in 6 months' time, you might do a rewrite because it feels like the right time because you want to, not that you feel you need to. I think I'm always changing my website because it sometimes just feels like it needs something new in it. And I think that that's fine. It's a fluid thing. Things change, your focus changes, all those kind of things. So it's fine. But I think at the moment it's pretty good. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think we can concentrate on, you know, adding some more personal stuff or, like you say, I like the idea of the audio, the video kind of thing. That sounds great. I think you'll find the bounce rate would improve if you had another page or two. So if you did add a blog or if you had ways to work with me page, I can't remember. I've got it open. Let me just have a quick look and see what you've got on there.
It's a while since I've been on it. I can't even remember. I think it was maybe only three. Is there three pages?
So there's about work with me and a contact page. So if there was a blog page, for instance, that might be a fourth page. And you might be able to, I'm not sure, it depends on your template, but you might be able to pop in a little, at the bottom it might say, see the latest blog post or something, and do snippets of them. So I think sometimes on Squarespace, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes, yeah.
I think you can add a little at the bottom. Sometimes you can add a recent blog post thing, so as they pop up, then it gives somewhere else for people to click. That might be a good thing to do. Instead of rewriting the copy, just add a little bit more.
More straight, okay.
That all sounds really good. I think that they're good things to concentrate on with that one. Mm-hmm. And then with the other website, with the blog, what would you...
The template is very much a blog template. I mean, I went for one of the older Squarespace templates that I was familiar with, just so that it had the blog, and it was really just a blog and the contact and a little bit about me, nothing much. So it feels like a skeleton. And there's obviously the vlog all in one, or not the bit vlog, it's like a blog cast is all in one place. I feel it's quite skeletal at the moment. There's not really people land on it and go straight onto the blog page. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not sure whether it works because it takes people straight into it, or whether I need something in front of it. I'm not sure at the moment. I don't know.
I think if you're finding that it's working, then there's no real need to change it. As I say, it's working, so leave it as it is for now, and then you can always work on developing that or coming to in a different way in the future. If something's working, I tend to think just leave it as it is and add to around it. Like, so you can leave the home page as the blog page, that's absolutely fine. But you could always add something else to it or add a new page or do something else with it if you wanted to. Again, if it's working, don't feel the pressure to do any extra work on it, you know, that's fine. It's just it's that question of if you were to do anything, could, you know, what would you want to do? But that can be a long-term thing. You know, it could become a lot of the very successful blogs that I know of that are kind of more like magazines are exactly laid out the same.
Right.
So it's not unusual to see, I'm kind of thinking of a few I've been in touch with recently. They're kind of, all just articles all over, so you can choose one, and that is quite a successful way to improve bounce rate, because people are like, oh, I saw that one back on my homepage, so I'm going to go back, and then I'm going to go back, and then once you've had two clicks, that's it, your bounce rate's amazing, because you only need two clicks to keep your bounce rate down, so.
Okay. No, that makes sense, because I did like the idea of having a kind of magazine-y type feel to Nothing Is Lost, so that if someone's coming in and they have, oh, I don't know, I've seen actors sit and Google sort of last minute tips for an audition, or they're really nervous or something, and they just hit it and they see it, and they can take that away and go, like you would when you pick up an article, say you're sitting in a dentist's and they just find something and that kind of thing. Yeah, that kind of immediacy that people can take things, and then they can come back, and if they want to listen to something, they can, or even potentially watch something, they can. But that, and sort of short, sharp win factor was important for Nothing Is Lost. Yeah.
I like the idea of adding the kind of video or audio, because I think that really would work in that space as well, actually. And for some reason, as you were talking, it made me think that I imagine, and this is probably completely wrong, so please correct me, but I imagine if you're looking for an acting job, there are websites that have got listings on that you can like apply for. So it's kind of like almost like a forum looking for information. Yeah. So it's a natural process for actors to go through, to go to a website like what yours is,
because
look for things. So actually it probably suits the customer much more than a fancy website.
Yeah, Spotlight, the Stage magazine, they've all gone digital in the last few years. So yeah, you're absolutely right. And what they do is and this is where an email list would come in handy because they get pinged daily with, they fit in systems that narrow down their by age, by whatever that yeah, that's it. And that they get an email every day with jobs that are suited to them. So yeah, it's something that actors do every day. Yeah.
So it fits that customer really well, actually, so I wouldn't change it.
Okay, right.
Conversation, that makes sense to me to do.
Yeah.
And then have the other pages that, you know, you think would be good for a website, but I do think that landing like that's probably perfect for them, so yeah.
Okay, brilliant. No, right, that's great. Good to hear. I realise I have been overthinking so much.
Oh, we all do, don't worry. It's that normal.
Really, really put myself through the ringer, and I didn't need to.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, sometimes you just need a different opinion. People that have seen lots of websites, or people that have seen lots of businesses. And, you know, I would always ask a business friend and their opinion. I'd always ask my husband or a friend too. But I think sometimes it's hard if people are not in that world to know exactly what to expect. So, yeah.
So what do I, here's the thing, because I've talked and I'm just thinking, sitting here thinking, I've chopped and changed my one Instagram account so much. I've gone between Kat Evans Coaching and Nothing Is Lost and Kat Evans Coaching, and now I've been experimenting with little videos. Do I take that all down and start again, or does it matter?
It doesn't really matter. So what you can do is you can archive posts, and then they're still there, so you can always bring them back. Okay. So there's a few ways you can take it, and it depends what feels right for you. So you can change to Kat Evans Coaching, leave it as Kat Evans Coaching, remove some of the newer posts and just archive them, but then you can just copy them and put them onto a new account. So it's same posts, exactly the same copy, it's just a copy and paste job. Schedule them for, so what I was going to talk to you about with Instagram was the new advice is 2 to 3 posts a week max. So that's what the new advice is direct from Instagram, is 2 to 3 posts a week.
Wow.
If one could be a reel, that's amazing, but don't put the pressure on yourself if you don't want to. You only need, so there's new hashtag strategy, so you only need 8 to 15 hashtags. I'll write all this down for you. Three to act as clarifiers in your niche or business. So basically what you're kind of sharing, what you're giving, what information, what guidance. And then 5 to 12 to relate to the actual post and who it's for. And so it's actually more like a search engine, it's like SEO. You're trying to So I think the way that they're going with this from reading between the lines is they're using hashtags more to show it to people, as opposed to people used to follow them, people used to look at them. People don't do that anymore. They're actually starting to use them like SEO and then show them to people. So I think that's where this is going, hence the new advice that's come directly from Instagram. So I'll write all that down for you.
Oh, fantastic.
So it could be that, you know, if you've got 10 nothing is lost posts, you can archive those on your account. And then if you've still got the graphics, just start scheduling them. And if you've got 10, that's 5 weeks worth of content, you know. So it could be quite a quick, easy win to start a new account. It, you know, I've got a couple of accounts. One's only got 50 on. I'm fine with that. That's fine. Because if 50 people wanted to work with me, that is many people.
Well, this is why I'm not bothered about masses of followers, because you're right. It's amazing. You know, people think, but if you had 1,000 people wanting to work with you, you would be able to go near.
It's appointing people all the time.
Because I kind of, I've always had different strands to my career, I'm very realistic about, you know, unless I do a course or a membership, one-to-one, how many people I can actually take on in a month. Usually, you know, I'd be doing a mix of voice and in and out of studios and different things as well, which I enjoy. And I don't want masses of followers. I'd rather have.
Everyone wants that 10,000 for the swipe up, but they're starting to introduce swipe up to people anyway. So that's actually not even an issue anymore, in my opinion. So, and even so, like, people, if they want to hear and see, can go to your bio and have a look. So I try not to worry too much. I mean, everybody gets bogged down in it and thinks, oh gosh, that person's doing the same thing as me and they've got 10,000 followers. How have they done that? But you have to just take yourself back and go, I can't work with 10,000 people. So
yes, exactly. I'm doing anybody any good.
Exactly. And then there's the pressure to post as well. You know, if you've got a small following, there's less pressure generally and all that kind of thing. So I think, you know, if it was me, I would be tempted to start a second account, and I would keep it so that it was very low maintenance again. And I wouldn't be, you know, worrying about posting all the time. You can do 2 to 3 a week max. And, you know, if you've got those older posts that you can just repurpose onto a new account, then I would 100% do that for the first 5 or 6 weeks, and then really think about the strategy. And it's the strategy we can talk about in the next call. You know, we can actually go deep into the type of content that you can share on the two different accounts. So you've got content buckets that you share on a regular basis. And, you know, if you look at a lot of successful Instagram accounts, they're repurposing that content all the time. So every 15 posts, it's the same thing, but it's done in a different way. So, you know, there are ways to make it really streamlined and really easy without it becoming a complete time sap, because it does take up so much time if you let it.
Absolutely. You mentioned scheduling. Do you use an Instagram schedule? Right, okay.
I schedule for 2 accounts. I've got 2 separate schedulers because I don't want to pay for them.
No, quite right. No, I know some of them are expensive, aren't they?
I use Planoly, which is really good. Right. And I use Plan, NN, which is really good. And I use Later. So all three, all pretty much the same. Yeah, they're all pretty much the same. They're all pretty easy. And you can schedule enough posts that you need to for free. So, yeah, I tend to do that. And it depends on the account. So one of my accounts, I just let the posts go out and I don't actually manually schedule them. So you can either schedule them to alert you and then you post it, or they'll just automatically post if you've got a business account. So one of my accounts, I'm a bit like, well, I'm just going to let it go out on its own accord whenever the time is, because I haven't got the time to be constantly doing lots of different Instagram things. And then the other one I'm more hands-on with. And I just find that works for my time. If I was trying to send posts live all the time, I think I would just be a bit overwhelmed.
Well, what I find is I sit down in the morning to post something, and with the time I've finished, 45, 50 minutes has gone just for one post. And I just
Whereas
and then I hang around because somebody, you know, and I try and interact and I try and do the thing and I just try and post and go, and it's
but you know, you can do just 10 minutes of that and then disappear. I've worked with people who are big Instagram coaches, and the general advice is that sort of 10 minutes will do, kind of thing, on the kind of interacting. So but yeah, we can definitely go into that a bit more in the next call if you want to do a bit more about Instagram and that strategy and what to post.
Yeah, Yeah, I think that might be.
This might look completely overwhelming, but this is how I manage through accounts. So I've just like come up with a list of ideas and then I just like put them on there.
No, that's exactly the kind of thing I need. It's all written in notebooks and scraps of paper and I go to, and then I try to find it. And...
yeah, no, that would, yeah, it's super simple. It's just an A4 sheet of paper that I've put blocks on and then I put washi tape on with a new date every month. And then I just randomly, but I can take them off. And right. I can change them if I don't want to do that then, or if I've forgotten, I can move them around. I was doing it on a spreadsheet, because I love spreadsheets, but I was just finding it really hard. So yeah, different colour for different account, and then these are my stories, if I'm going to do stories. Okay. I don't always do stories, but. So we can talk about that and kind of go into detail about how you can do, because I believe you can run two accounts in the same time it takes you to do one if you just, like, work a bit smarter.
Right. Fab. Fantastic.
Yeah, I think that would be good for your business to kind of have clear, because you'll attract the right people to the right counts then. And I think that would be good if that doesn't feel too overwhelming, because I don't want
I feel like a kind of hamster on a wheel, and I don't feel like I've done the right things, but I'm not getting very far. So no, and that's number one problem is probably because I'm trying to, on one account in one spot, I'm kind of trying to go in two different places. So yeah, no, that's that alone in itself, that's been, you know, that's really cleared things up for me.
We'll do a proper session on it next session then, and we'll talk about the bio and how to write a bio that will attract people in, and because it's all SEO keyworded again now as Instagram, so we'll do kind of half the session on Instagram and half the session on SEO, if that works.
Yeah, no, that would work fine. Yeah. That would work great. And I wanted to ask, should I set up stuff with Pinterest just now, or will we leave it till we're going to talk about it?
Yeah, so what I can do, so I've popped up for the next bit of the call to talk about a mailing list, because I think...
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah.
And then what I can do is I've got a video on how to set up Pinterest. I'll pop that, because you'll get like a client space where I'll put all the notes and the videos and stuff in. So I'll pop you a video of how to do Pinterest in there, and you can do that in your own time, and then we can talk about it once you've done it next call. So we can do those three things. Look at how to go your website, how to do Pinterest and IG. I'll put that down. I just thought mailing list, because actually
I forgot about that.
Long time to build, so it's really good to get started as soon as possible with your mailing list. And Pinterest fits into this, so actually maybe this will be where we can talk a little bit about Pinterest as well. You were talking about a mailing list at the beginning, which I think is a really good thing to start. I suppose you need to decide. So with good mailing list providers, you can have segments. So you can have the same people sign up in the same place, but they can go into acting and they can go into postnatal. So you don't have to have two separate mailing lists, so to speak. You just have to have two separate ways in. There are some good ones. I know that MailChimp doesn't do segmentation, so probably not going to recommend that one if you're going
to
do
it. I signed up to Flowdesk. Now,
right. My
face. Which I love. But it seems you can only work the one branding on each account.
Oh, yeah, you can. But yeah, I suppose you could. So, yeah, you're right. You can have you can choose different colours, though, can't you, in your Flowdesk? So you can have... So you could have your two core colours from, because you can put five in, is that right?
I think. Yes, you can, yes.
So you could have your two core colours from one and two core colours from the other, and then just maybe have to remember if there are any extra, and then just swap and change. But yeah, you're right. But you could build two templates, one that is in the right colours for one and one that is in the right for other, and then you
I didn't think of that to do it with the colours rather than the logos.
Yeah, because you can add the logos in the picture box, can't you?
That's exactly, yeah, she could.
So you can put a picture box at the top and then just add the logos. And if you just create one template for one and one for another, you can then just, once you've sent it, you can then duplicate it and start again. So that might be the quick way to do that. I love Flowdesk. I only started using it about 3 months ago and I completely love it.
I know I found it so easy to use. And I know there is this thing of plain text email, but it just doesn't, I don't want to look at it.
Well, no, but I've never had an issue with emails bounced, because it tells you in Flowdesk if it's bounced or if it's not been received, and I've never had not go. So one's never not appeared in someone's inbox. They're really clever like that. I actually think Flowdesk is better. So there's a few that do it. I think ActiveCampaign is a bit less, a bit less bounce friendly. That's a weird phrase, but it will bounce a bit more with ActiveCampaign. But I think with Flowdesk, I think it's run by Squarespace. But I think it's actually better. I don't know how they've done it. But yes, I was always the same. I was with ConvertKit originally for that reason. Mm-hmm. Because everyone says you shouldn't have pictures, but they just look so much nicer.
They do look so much nicer. And I know that the ones that I read, like yourself and the rest and a few others that I get in, I read them. I don't read the other ones. I pretend to skim them and delete them, or, you know.
Yeah, and there's something about how, you know, because I do a five things thing and it takes me 10 minutes to put the email together. But because I do it with blocks, it's got the direct information. It's dead easy to read. But it's like, and it's giving information that people want to hear, and it actually just looks good. So it's a quick win for everybody. Everyone gets to read it fast. I get to do it fast. It looks good. So yeah, I definitely think that's good. And with Flowdesk, you can create forms that have got segmentations in them, as you probably know. This is how you can obviously build a list for two separate kind of businesses quite easily. So I'm really glad to hear you've got Flowdesk as my first.
I've had it for ages, and it was all set up for Kat Evans Coaching, and then I set it up for Nothing Is Lost, and I've switched as well.
Do both, because it's easier. Because you can change the email, you can put two email addresses in as well. So if you've got two separate email addresses, I've got two email addresses on my account, so you can have two email addresses, and then you can just select which one it's from when you send it, you know, because when you get to the, I don't know whether you've sent emails out with it yet, but when you get to the email sending bit, you get to change who it's from every time, and it's part of the process, so you won't forget to do it, because they make you do it. So it's actually really easy to run two different businesses or segments of a business from a Flowdesk account. So, So my advice then would be to create two forms, or two ways of collecting email addresses. So you can do it as a landing page, or you can do it as a form. If it's a Squarespace website, I think it's really easy to integrate a form from Flowdesk, because they're obviously the same company from what I've heard. So actually you might be able to, because I can't, I had to do it with HTML code on my website because I'm WordPress, but I do think it probably is easy with Squarespace to just pop a little box in. But you can have a landing page instead if you want. So it's completely up to you, whichever you find easiest. But I would do one for each and then just start gathering emails on your websites. So have one on each website. Mm-hmm. And then to get people to sign up, usually you create a lead magnet of some description. So it could be, for instance, for the acting side of things, it could be 10 things to do before an audition. And then you put that onto Pinterest as a pin, people find it, they then download it, they sign up to your email list. And then for the postnatal side of things, it could be five things that will help you when you're having a bad day around or a difficult day or something, you know, something that's not necessarily descriptive as postnatal, because a lot of people that go to Pinterest might not be thinking that they have that as a thing.
I did write one and I had it made up, and it was a positive psychology, because I'm a positive psychology guide to finding your happy.
I
took it down, obviously you won't have seen it. I don't know whether I should ping it over to you to have a wee look, but again, I was that way when I'm just like, I don't know if this is any but I do have one for that, so I could reinstate that and do that. So, but yeah, I need to do one for the acting as well. So
yeah, that would be good. And if you could put those lead magnets on your forms, so on your website as well, so that you've got that extra reason for people to sign up. Because some people will just sign up because they want to hear what you've got to say, but a lot of people need some kind of really good incentive. So it might be nice to say sign up and get top tips for your audition. Sign up and get this. I find some of the people I've worked with have found quite a lot of success around journaling questions for the coaching world. So having 10 journaling questions for a bad morning or something along those lines that kind of fits gently into the area but isn't is not very specific. Because what you might find is that Kat Evans Coaching also attracts people that are not necessarily in that kind of postnatal area. They're actually just struggling a little bit in general and they just want to have that space to talk. So it could be that your client, your kind of customer, your ideal customer is that customer because that's where your experience is and that's where you kind of want to work. But actually you might just get women who want to talk around just general issues that they want to work through. So it could be that that is not necessarily, you don't have to shout about that side of it, but it's there. So it's there on your website and you're very specific about it. But actually on places like Pinterest, it can be quite journaling and kind of healthy mornings or, you know, morning routines and the kind of things that lots of coaches are talking about and lots of people are interested in. And we can kind of get into what's popular on Pinterest when we talk about it next time. But yeah, I think that would be really good to kind of get those two segments set up if you've not already. Get some forms, think about lead magnets, and then we can start building that list and then enhancing that list by using Pinterest and Instagram to kind of talk about it a bit more. Yeah, I think that would be
fantastic. Yeah, okay.
Start.
Work.
Yeah, so shall we think about what you would like to do between now and the next time we speak?
Right. Well, I'm definitely going to be go back onto Flowdesk and sorting all that out. That's a must, and reinstating my Flowdesk and my email links and I'll get that all live again because I sort of disconnected all that. So I need to, I was really stupid in a panic going, you can't do two.
Did you cancel the subscription? Because I've got a 50% off link if you.
No, I didn't cancel the Flowdesk subscription. No, I just swapped it. I didn't realize, of course, you could do things with colors. I just stripped one out and put the other one in, which was
fine,
but never mind. So yeah, I'm going to sort all that. I'm going to switch the Instagrams, and I'm going to investigate the scheduling tools because again, I looked at them and went, oh, I don't know. And then never went back.
There's a lot out there.
Scheduling tools for Insta. Yeah. And then I think I'm going to sort the blog, get Kat Evans Coaching back, revive it and look at the blogs there. And make sure that's ship shape again because it's been neglected and I did kind of take bits off and move things around and I need to kind of breathe some life back into that as well. So yeah.
And it is incredible. I'm not just saying that, I really do really like it.
Oh, thank you. And I feel bad because the designer that worked on it did a lot for it, but it just it just wasn't doing anything for it but I realised now I was confusing people by coming on and presenting myself as almost like a well-being anxiety, all that kind of thing, but talking about acting, I can appreciate now I've confused people and I need to separate it needs to be two different things.
Nice and clear for you as well, you'll know exactly what you're posting to where and you'll feel clear and it will feel less overwhelming. It seems like a lot more work, I think, when you think about it. I remember thinking the same thing, I'm not having two accounts. And then actually now I really know the direction each one's going, so I'm kind of, it's quick, it's super easy. I make a list of ideas and then I just like put them in a format. So but we'll talk about that next time. But yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Really, really lovely website. I think it's lovely. So.
Oh, thank you. Cheers. Well, that's made me feel a lot better because I was just so in despair with it all. And thinking, oh God, I've spent all this money again. But no, that's fine. So yeah, I think those would be some good things.
Yeah.
They're
great things to work on. Yeah, I think that's, really good.
Fantastic.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, we covered everything, I think.
We did, yes, we did.
So have you got any questions before we kind of wrap up? Is there anything you want to add? We've got 5 minutes, so is there anything you want to ask about Pinterest or Instagram just more generally before we get into it?
I'm going to watch a video and then I'll have a wee look at Pinterest as well.
Yeah.
Again,
who said account already?
I've got an old, very old personal one. Which is, I can't even remember what will be on it. It'll be probably trousers. I'd need two separate accounts for that as well, wouldn't I, for different content? Yes.
Yeah, probably. But yeah. Start with Kat Evans Coaching.
Okay.
Because the thing with Pinterest is you can have boards that are about different things as long as they're related. So for instance, I know someone who's a photographer and a coach. And I said to her, yeah, you probably do need two because they're completely different. You're never going to cross over. Whereas if you're doing two different elements of coaching, I'd probably say start with captain's coaching and then we just have different boards, because people very rarely go to profiles. What they do is they find a pin and they go to a website. So for you will have different branded pins. So they look like two different things, but actually I don't think necessarily you're going to need two. So go with a general, your general name, and then we'll look at that. And boards and things, because you can have, you know, you could have 10 boards about acting and 10 boards about kind of postnatal, 10 boards about well-being, 10 boards about anxiety. So, and they would all kind of cross. So obviously not the postnatal bit and the acting bit, but you could put ones for anxiety and well-being into the acting and into, so there are ways that it will work as one account, I think. So yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for any other questions. Oh, how can you put video into Flowdesk? Can you put little video, or is it a link? Do you have to make a link to?
It's a video thing. One second. I had mine open. I'll just have a quick look. I'm pretty sure I saw one. I haven't done it. But I have a look, because I'm sure there's a little video icon when you go in there. At the bottom, when you click to go and add a new box, I'm sure I've seen, but yeah, video. Yeah,
there you is. Right,
just, yeah, you just pop in a, so you might need to, it needs a HTTPS, right. So it needs a link, but you could just pop it on YouTube as a private video or even on your website. So if it was on your website and then you send them there, I don't know, that might work.
Yeah, right, I need to look into that as well.
Yeah, you can. That's cool.
Brilliant.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? A little video.
Yeah, I'd sort of bring back some of the old, the old scripts.
Yeah, why not?
Although it's very different when you've got somebody else, some scripts and lines and a character. It's very different. I'm still getting used to talking and like myself and talking about.
Yeah, it's unique as well, which is what, you know, that is what makes you unique, because you can do that, and I think that's nice. So yeah.
Add it in. Right, cool. Something else to explore.
Yeah.
Right, wow, we have rattled through so much. This has been brilliant. Thank you. Yeah, no, really, we've covered so much. That's amazing.
Oh, I'm really pleased about that. So you can also contact me. So would you prefer to do Voxer or WhatsApp? I'm easy.
Well, I have neither. So what's easiest for you?
Well, if you haven't got WhatsApp, then Voxer's probably easy, because obviously it's private and there's no like extra. So it's just an app and you can voice note me or you can message me, which is why it's easier. I mean, if you're happy to stick to email, I'm happy for you to email.
I am happy. I mean, I know that sounds terrible, but I actually have neither.
That's fine. That's great. Why not? Why have the extra communication?
I'm a bit old. I've been a bit old fashioned with that, haven't I? Can I just drop you an email? Would that be all right?
That's absolutely fine. Yeah, no, that's fine. Absolutely fine. Some people like to be able to very quickly voice note, so it's just easy and they don't have to sit down and think about it. And some people prefer to email. I've got clients that
you probably have about 25 of me going, oh, hang on a minute, I didn't mean that. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah,
enough.
Well, if you change your mind at any time and you want to keep sending me those voices, that's fine. Just let me know. But yeah, you can contact me anytime on email. I am taking a couple of weeks off in August, but I will periodically be checking my inbox during that time anyway. But yeah.
Right. Brilliant. Fantastic.
Lovely.
Right. Well, I've got plenty to get going on then. This is great.
So
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I will upload everything to, you'll get like an email from me probably today, actually, with a link to go to, it's on my website. It's just your own page. It's a private page with a password, and it'll have everything in, the recordings, your notes, any videos that you need, like the Pinterest video. So I'll send that out this afternoon.
Fantastic. Great. Brilliant. Okay then. I'll speak to you soon.